Hello, this is Keith Pannell, and welcome to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century. It's a program in celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is Professor Joe Hyman, professor of anthropology, who does what is nominally known as place-based research. Joe, what on earth is place-based research?
Well, place-based research looks at the specific and important features of a particular place in terms of understanding the scientific question. So I work in the U.S.-Mexico border, and I'm interested in water issues, for example. We're in an arid environment. We're dependent on the river. We have large underground aquifers, and we're on a border. We have two different cultures, two different languages, two different political systems, two different social settings, two different economies that are both different and connected to each other. So that's an example of paying attention to the place of the research problem.
Can you see relationships between this border and others?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm an active participant in the field of border studies and have written on how we can draw out some lessons from this border for other regions of the world, such as border culture, and what kinds of unusual combinations and hybrids and inequalities do you find at borders around the world.
Do you have students that help you in this work, or is this pretty much a solitary Joe getting into the literature?
No. I work quite closely with a number of students. We have outstanding undergraduates at UTEP. We have a very fine master's program in sociology. Though I'm an anthropologist, I participate in the sociology master's program. For example, right now, a former student, environmental sciences student who then transitioned through sociology, is now finishing her PhD at University of Arizona in anthropology. Brilliant student, Lucero Radonic, and she works on water issues in northern Mexico. She and I were just conversing about how to do some comparisons between the place where she worked in Sonora and the place I work here on the border between Texas, New Mexico, and Chihuahua.
One of the aspects of place-based research would be that you want to impact policy. Do you interact with governments and local authority and providing them with the information?
Absolutely,
that you...
Absolutely. In my previous wave of research, I've been working on U.S. Border control policy and alternative border policies, and had quite a bit of an audience in Washington, D.C., have written policy analysis papers, have provided suggestions for public policy reform.
So have you seen an impact that you have made?
Absolutely seen an impact.
Give me one example.
Some of the ideas that I've been working on in terms of how to have more effective training, supervision, management of U.S. border officers then was reflected in various legislative proposals. Since 2007, almost every comprehensive immigration reform proposal has had material about the conduct of U.S. border agencies.
So Professor Joe Hyman, professor of anthropology, UT El Paso, thank you for being here.
Yes.
On 100 at 100, research for our next century to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the University of Texas at El Paso. This is Keith Pannell. Hope you enjoyed the program.